Mexico's central bank has had some bad news this week about remittances. That's the money that, in this case, Mexicans living in the United States send home to their families in Mexico every month. Bank officials say the remittance figures for August dipped 12% compared to the same month last year. That was the biggest monthly drop since the central bank started tracking remittances more than a decade ago. The World's Lauren Matlon has more from Mexico City.
25-year-old Hugo Flores says it's difficult to provide for his family now. Flores has just taken a part-time job as a nighttime watchman at a downtown store in a seedy neighborhood. His plans to study engineering have been hijacked by the moribund U.S. economy.
Por ejemplo, yo estudiaba y mi tío era el que me mandaba dinero para seguir estudiando.
I used to study, and my uncle sent me the money to do so, says Flores. But my uncle is out of a job in the U.S., and there's no money to keep studying. I was about to finish school, but now I have to work to support my family, my sisters, and my baby girl. That's how things turned out for me. Until 2 months ago, Flores' uncle was sending $400 a month from his job as a laborer in Indiana. He'd done so for 12 years. And Flores' situation mirrors that of thousands of Mexicans who are feeling a direct hit from a staggering U.S. economy. Mexican President Felipe Calderon has expressed deep concern. The flow of money from migrants living in the U.S. has devolved from a river of cash into a relative trickle. Ivan Zapata is a student of communications and the economy at the prestigious Universidad Iberoamericana.
I think this is devastating to our economy down here. I think this is really, really affecting us. We can see it every day. We can feel it every day. We see more and more Mexicans that just won't go up north because they know they don't have a chance up there. They're not making any money, and they keep coming home. There's been an increase on people coming back from the States because they just can't find a job there, and they're not making any money. Therefore, they can't send it down here, and that's actually devastating to our economy.
This trend predates the current economic meltdown in the United States, but if the U.S. economy slows down further, Mexico's woes will grow too. The Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, which advocates for Mexican immigrants, says the illegal immigrant population in the U.S. has dropped 11% since August of last year. It believes untold millions have returned home because of what Mexico's central bank calls a prolonged slowdown in the U.S. economy, translating into fewer jobs. The center also says because of an uncertain economy and stepped-up enforcement and deportations, millions of other Latin Americans are leaving the U.S. for their home countries. But restaurant worker Margalit Reñón says there's another problem for Mexicans fleeing the U.S. economic downturn. Fewer jobs in Mexico. Reñón says recently they've closed down a lot of factories here, so those returning are not going to find a job. Everything is going to fall down the same way here as it did in the U.S. A chief economist at Morgan Stanley in Mexico says the drop in remittances is dovetailing with a loss of jobs as Mexico exports less and less to its principal export market, the United States. It's a perfect economic storm for a country that last year was predicted to be the second fastest growing Latin American economy after Brazil. For the World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.